I want to spend some time on these days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, on the servant songs. A German exegete, Bernard Doom, isolated these. Whether they should belong isolated or not is another issue, but not for us today. There is this figure of a servant, and there are four, actually there's five, at least in my opinion. There's the one we have now, 42, and then we'll have another one up until we've got, and then the big one, 52:13 to 53:12, is on Good Friday. That's the first reading. Now, who is this person? Is it a person? Probably the model for this description is Jeremiah, who suffered so much in delivering the Word of God. I hope you get a chance to ponder this today. And if you do, beg the Holy Spirit to open up for you the mystery of intimacy that is here. This servant, Jesus, totally given over to the love of his Father, going through this suffering, mockery. And so it starts off, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased." Now you recognize those words, don't you? The voice at the baptism already put the stamp on all of Jesus' life. We have, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," remember? So, the servant is the Son. Okay. And ask the Holy Spirit there's books and books written on these, but the mystery is somewhere else. It's in that intimacy between Jesus, the servant, and the Father. And it's such a bond and such a fire of intimacy. And if you ponder this text, it will open up for you and take your breath away. This fire of love in the heart of Jesus for his Father. What we have here is the Father's description of his Son, of his servant, "Upon whom I have put my Spirit, he shall bring forth justice to the nations." Tzedek, right order, you see. "Not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench. Until he establishes justice on the earth, the coastlands wait for his teaching." And so this first of these four descriptions, you see, his power is in his total docility to the Father. And what he accomplishes ultimately, when we get to the fourth servant song, which is for Good Friday, is the salvation of the world. And it's taking place, you see, this way. My servant, my chosen one. He doesn't cry out. He doesn't shout. He doesn't make his voice heard in the street. On the other hand, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench. He knows how to be gentle and bring life to broken reeds and smoldering wicks and people who are weighed down by life and by suffering and by confusion and by... He cares for them. And these words open up the heart of the Father for us. We see the regard that the Father has. Look, you know, Hine, my text says, behold my servant. Take a look. See who he is. And you can only do that with the Holy Spirit. Just take a look. Who is he? And then, thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. It all comes from God. And here's God. How do we describe, you know, God's humility? Explaining to us, you know, we have plunged ourselves and our whole race into darkness and sin. Yet I call one people out, and I will prepare them for a millennium so that they can bear this light. And this light is my Son. And so, God gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on this earth. The Lord, I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. What's the victory of justice? The cross. There is where you see the justice of God. Huh? Honoring the truth of every relationship. It's kind of personal, but I was upstairs, of course, looking this over. I realized, of course, it's great to know the Hebrew text, and it's, you know, it's wonderful. But what this reality is here is the intimacy between Jesus and the Father. This intimacy. And so he goes on to say, I've called you for the victory of tzedek, right, the truth of the relationship. I am your God, and you are my people. And through you, I'm going to bring salvation to the whole world. You see, justice. I've grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a berit. You are the covenant. My Son, eternal Son, now a human being walking on earth, you are the new covenant. You are the covenant. You see? A light for the nations. To open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. Freedom. Confidence. The fruit of the work of this servant, as we'll finally see when we get to Good Friday and hear the fourth one. You see, he brings righteousness. Our chance to be righteous in him. By his blood, we are purified and healed so that we can live a life worthy of God in this world and in the next. I started to ponder this, and I had one of the commentaries there. I never opened it. Because the Lord said, look, this is a story of intimacy. If you want to understand this, just come into the heart of my Son and feel the fire, the love, the obedience, the intimacy. That's what saves you. That's what saves you. That's who he is. He's the justice of God. And so we're prepared. We'll have, as you can guess, you know, tomorrow we have the second one, and Wednesday we have the third one, and then Friday we have the fourth one. And then we have to wait a while. There is a fifth one, I'm sure. It's the one that our Lord read out that first day in Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. That's the last of the songs, I think. The first one is this one. And it's all about this intimacy. The one who dies for us is so intimate with the Father. And he gives himself in an act of love as he dies. And the world is made straight again. Now we have to take that reality, take it into our heart, take it into the family, and we have to tell the world.